For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. As a special envoy of Chinese President Xi Jinping, State Councilor Yang Jiechi will attend the first China-U.S. Climate Smart and Low Carbon Cities Summit in Los Angeles from September 15th to 17th. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei made the announcement at a regular press conference on Monday. Hong Lei has also announced that the third China-France high-level economic and financial dialogue will be held in Beijing on Friday. According to the spokesperson, Chinese Vice Premier Ma Kai and French Finance Minister Michel Sapin will co-chair the dialogue. Topics to be discussed include financial cooperation, macroeconomic policy, and global governance. Workers have begun dismantling a train station for reconstruction in North China's Tianjin after it was seriously damaged in the fatal warehouse blast 1 month ago. The new Donghailu stop of the No. 9 light rail transit line will be built at the original site, and design work is underway. More than 30 staff members in the five-story building were injured in the blast late on August 12th. The station was only about 650 meters away from the blast site. The subway line, which links downtown Tianjin and the Binhai New Area, suspended operation after the incident. A cloned genetically modified cow has given birth to a healthy calf in China, a crucial step towards producing domestic marbled beef. Ni Hemin, who led the research in Beijing, said the heifer was healthy half a month after its birth on August 28th. The calf's mother, Niu Niu, is one of two clones born in 2012 with a gene inserted to increase the fat level of their muscle. Ni said the birth of the calf implied major breakthroughs by demonstrating the reproductive capability of GM cattle. Tests on the calf indicated that the fat-increasing gene has been passed. Universal Studios says it plans to complete its Hollywood theme park in Beijing by 2019. The American media and entertainment company made the announcement at an event to mark the launch of the project at the headquarters of NBC Universal in New York after getting the green light from Beijing authorities. The project will be built in Tongzhou District, east of Beijing. Senior Australian Government Minister Malcolm Turnbull has launched a leadership challenge against Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Turnbull announced on Monday that he was resigning from his position as Communications Minister to challenge the Prime Minister for the Liberal Party leadership. Turnbull said Abbott had failed in his economic management of the country, calling into question the Prime Minister's style of leadership. He also cited the opposition's growing popularity as another reason for the challenge, saying that under Tony Abbott, the Liberal Party would be thrown out of government. Abbott has since confirmed that he will stand in the leadership election against Turnbull. Egyptian security forces have mistakenly killed 12 people and injured 10 others in the country's western desert area of Al-Wahat. Meanwhile, the Mexican Foreign Ministry has confirmed that at least two of the dead were Mexican nationals. A statement from Egypt's Interior Ministry said that a joint police and army force mistook a tourist convoy for the terrorist elements it was chasing, as they were reportedly present in a restricted area. A massive operation has been set in motion to arrest more than 350 inmates who escaped after Taliban militants attacked a prison in eastern Afghanistan. Deputy Provincial Governor of the Eastern Province, Ghazani Muhammad Ali Ahmadi, said that a militant rammed a car bomb to the main gate of the prison during the early hours on Monday. The official added that shortly after the blast, six militants disguised in police uniform entered the jail, assisting the inmates in leaving the complex. The initial information showed that 352 prisoners fled while four guards were killed. Malaysian police have arrested three suspects in connection with the investigation into a bomb attack in Bangkok. Malaysian Police Chief Khalid Abu said on Monday that the three suspects included two male and one female and were arrested and detained a few days ago after a tip-off by Thai authorities. According to Khalid, one of the male suspects was Pakistani, while the other two were Malaysians. He said the suspects would not be handed over to Thai police just yet. British Prime Minister David Cameron has visited a refugee camp in Lebanon close to the border with Syria. Cameron said he wanted to visit the camp personally to see what needs to be done and stressed that he wanted to focus on how to help Syrian refugees in Lebanon and Jordan. Lebanon hosts more than 1.1 million Syrian refugees. Cameron said that Britain is already the second largest donor to refugee camps. Earlier this month, he announced that Britain will take in up to 20,000 refugees over the next 5 years. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.